We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. New York already has some of the stricter gun laws in the nation, but after the deadly mass shooting in Buffalo, Governor Hochul this afternoon is outlining new proposals to try to close some loopholes. The 18-year-old who shot 13 people in Buffalo, killing 10 of them, was able to legally buy an assault-style rifle in western New York despite having been flagged for threats of violence at his school. One proposal in Albany that's already in the works would allow the state to conduct its own background checks and not rely on the feds. Another would tighten New York's existing red flag law. Well, we spoke earlier on Tinted Winds Newsline with Andy Chernoff, the owner of Coliseum Gun Traders on Long Island.
In 2012, when the SAFE Act was proposed, it was the be-all, end-all. And when the red flag law came out, it was the be-all, end-all. And every time there's a tragedy, somebody comes up with the be-all, end-all laws. There's a history here. Somehow these laws aren't doing anything or aren't making a difference.
Governor Hochul is set to speak at 1:15 this afternoon. 1010 Winds will be covering. Our Roger Stern will be there. Police right now are searching for two men who tried to rob one person and stabbed another less than an hour apart on the east side. The first incident happened just before 4 in the afternoon on Friday the 13th on East 25th Street. The men punching a 16-year-old boy in the head, and they tried to take his shoes, too. Then, just about a half hour later, the suspects pulled out a knife and stabbed a 20-year-old on East 23rd Street. Police have now released video and pictures of the suspects. They're going up on our website, 1010winds.com. Digging a hole in the sand on the beach, a summer tradition for so many people, but it turned deadly in Toms River when two teens started carving out a 10-foot crater and it collapsed in around them. Rescuers raced to the beach.
One's still buried up to the chest. Another one is below the sand.
But they could not save 18-year-old Levi Caverly of Maine. His 17-year-old sister was pulled out. Authorities are now reminding people about the dangers of digging large holes on the beach. More about politics. Looks like former Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to run for Congress. The New York Post reports de Blasio has been calling his donors and that he told an Albany lawmaker that he is indeed committed to running in the race. De Blasio would go for the newly drawn 10th congressional district seat. A car parked in front of a fire hydrant made it much tougher for firefighters battling a three-alarmer in the Bronx this morning. Newsline takes you to the scene in Mott Haven. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck.
Thankfully, only one minor injury at this fire, but an ongoing issue, the FDNY tells us, could lead to tragedy, blocking fire hydrants. In fact, this red sedan on 143rd Street right in front of the fire scene completely blocking the hydrant. Resident named Susan saw firefighters do what they had to do, scrambled and got the water somewhere else without skipping a beat.
Amazing, but we actually work right next to the fire department training center, so we know these guys are, you know, pretty top-notch. So, yeah, they're a big crew, and they were definitely here.
And a reminder from a battalion chief here, next time someone could get killed with this kind of lazy negligence. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds in Mott Haven.
A 17-year-old in the Bronx is now indicted for allegedly using a ghost gun to fire shots near a Bronx high school last month, killing a 16-year-old honor student. Prosecutors say Jeremiah Ryan got the parts for his firearm online, then put it together with no serial number or background check. Last month, Ryan allegedly fired shots on the corner of St. Anne's Avenue and East 156th Street in the Mott Haven section. 16-year-old Angela Yambo, an honor student walking home from school, was shot in the chest and died. Two other people were injured. Police right now are searching for four suspects who attacked an MTA train conductor and stole his train keys. This happened at about 4 yesterday afternoon as the northbound N train pulled into the Queens Plaza station. The conductor opened his train car window to make his announcement. That is when he was knocked down. The suspects grabbing the keys and running. Photos and video of the suspects are up on our website, 1010winds.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.